It is such a warm and poetic place, and so nuanced. The whole narrative that I felt and as a kid, kind of, well, the Soviet Union has collapsed, and when is Russia going to be a democracy like the United States? You just realize how much more complicated it is, and these are people who have a very tragic past, and it's difficult to get into the Russian soul and the Russian mindset.
I was just going to say, the last 100 years in Russia. What an awful century this has been, going back to the revolution and World War I and all the rest of it, of course.
Joe. Yeah, and you talk to a lot of Russians, and they look at the Arab Spring, and they basically say, we want no part of that. I mean, we have had our history of revolution and upheaval. And so even people who say, you know, we don't feel like we have a government that cares for us and cares for our communities, we don't necessarily like Vladimir Putin, there's a real fear of change. And it's a fear that once you learn more and more about what Russians have been through, it makes sense. Yeah.